personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
princesses. Oh, 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 Prince of Peace, Lord of Lords, everybody's got to know.
Amen. Amen. How many of you are ready for the word of God? How many of you are ready to be revived this evening? I believe God is going to visit us through the word. And if you are excited, make your loudest noise. Make your loudest shout. Let's welcome our Father, Bishop Jagger Rafael.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the opportunity that we have in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated for a few minutes. How many are enjoying the cool weather? Well, it's just a short Bible lesson, but I believe that we'll be blessed. The subject is oil for light. Exodus 25, oil for light. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they might bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. You shall take my offering. This is the offering which you shall take. Gold, silver, brass, blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skin, dyed red, badger skin, shittim wood, and verse 6, oil for light. Wow. Oil for the light. Amen. Exodus 27, verse 20. Exodus 27, verse 20. And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always. So oil, pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always. All right? Glory to God. Leviticus 24, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually. Oil for light. And finally, Exodus 35 and verse 28, our last scripture reading, and spice and oil for the light, and for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. Amen. Now, light stands for direction. Direction. All right? John chapter 8 and verse 12. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So life needs light. Life needs what? Light. Because Jesus Christ is the light of life. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Life's light. Life's light. Now, what is life's light? Life's light is direction for your life. Because in this life, you need direction. What to do, where to go, who to be with. what to accept, what not to accept, what to flow with, what to say yes to, and what to say no to. Light for life. John 8:12, I am the light of this world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. This is just after he forgave the woman who was caught directly in adultery in the very act. And he told the people not to kill her. Then when they all left, he said, I'm the light of the world. Like, I'm the light of the world. If you follow me. You see, if they had killed the woman has relatives, the woman had brothers, she has uncles, she has people that they have sisters whom those who are stoning the woman have fornicated with also. Do you understand? The woman who was caught in adultery, they were going to kill her, and he told them not to kill her. Then he said, I'm the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So through his one forgiveness, he ended maybe a series of killings and horror stories and other things that are going to continue for a long time. Do you see? That's when Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. So our life needs light. Now, it is interesting that it is the oil that is used for the light. Now, what you must realize is that the tabernacle consists of the open air part and then the indoor part. The indoor part has no windows. It's just covered with badger skin. So it's used as a tent. So there's no light inside, no window. So there's absolute darkness. So when you go inside that holy place, you have the candlestick, the shewbread, and the table of shewbread, the candlestick, and the table of incense. All right, but you can't see anything. All right, so you need oil for light. Oh, oil, otherwise there's no light, there's absolute pitch dark, black. There's no window, there's no ventilation, there's nothing. It's dark, it's a holy place. Okay, so you need oil for light to see where you are going to go. So oil was primarily used to bring light. So when you take the Holy Spirit as the oil of our lives, the anointing oil. So Lord, I need your anointing. Touch me with your power, with your anointing today. In Jesus' name I pray. The oil that you are getting primarily brings you direction. That's one of the things people don't realize. Joel 2:28. It shall come to pass that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Okay? I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams and young men shall see visions. So when the Holy Spirit comes, there's dreams and visions. So the Holy Spirit is the bringer of light. It's an oil for light. Holy Ghost for light. Holy Ghost for direction. So the Holy Spirit brings you the direction for your life. That's the first thing. When Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit in the River Jordan, what happened to Jesus? He was driven by the Spirit. You know, Luke 4, you know, he was driven, being full of the Holy Ghost. The first thing is to be led. Verse 1, first thing, when you're full of the Holy Ghost, after the Jordan baptism, was full of the Holy Ghost, then he's led. You know, so when the Holy Ghost comes on you, there's leading and guidance, information, do this, because our lives are like being in a large room, okay, with some tables with sharp corners, and you've been told that there's an alligator lying under one of the center tables, and then there is a cobra that is also under the curtain somewhere, and there are some cockroaches on the floor, and there's a scorpion somewhere, and at the same time there's some money under some of the chairs, and there's some gold sitting at different places, and the entire room is in pitch darkness. So now here I am, there's blessings and there's serious problems if I make a mistake. And you need light. So as soon as the light comes, you say, wow, that's the table and that's the crocodile right there. This is straightway here. Wow, I was just going to go, so I was facing, I was going to go here. I'd have gone to the crocodile. And by the way, crocodile has one of the strongest, they say it's strongest bite of all them. Recently, one soccer player from Mozambique was running by the Zambezi River. And the crocodile came out of the river and took him. He's a soccer player. Yeah. The crocodile came out and took him away. Yeah. He was jogging. He was doing training. A soccer player, international soccer player. Yeah. Now, supposing you are in a room with such a creature as well as a cobra, and there's a cockroach also, and also some big fat toads, frogs on the floor. Some of them, when you step on it, so apart from the death, there are some nasty experiences and some funny feelings you don't want to have. All those are, and at the same time, there are some gold bars, there are some diamonds here and there. There's a little bowl somewhere full of just diamonds. When you walk there, you prick it. Wow, you are rich. And it's all black, 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 black. Can you turn off the lights? Is it possible to turn off the lights? Turn off the lights and let's see what it's like. Is it possible to turn off more lights? Or can you control it from there? I don't know if they can control it. But it's already getting difficult to see who's around. All right? Okay. I don't think you can turn off more. Please, no confusion. Put the lights back on. So now, God gives us the oil for light. I'm the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Life's light. So if you don't have this life's light, you're going to hurt yourself bad, bad, bad. So now Matthew 4:1 is beautiful. Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, was led. So when the Holy Spirit is in you, He starts to lead you. So expect God to lead you. Amen. And when He leads you, you come into many, many good things. Now, there is a man whom most of us don't realize that he's a really, really great person. And when you get to heaven, he's going to be one of the amazing stars. His wife is usually more recognized than he is. You know, some people have their wives more recognized than themselves, as like being more important. But today I want to talk a little about the husband. Wow. Are you still around or you are? Matthew. Turn to the book of Matthew chapter 1. His wife is more popular than he is. I don't hear anybody praying to him. Matthew chapter 1 verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. I'm talking about Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make a public example of her, was minded to put her away privately or privily. There are many Joseph husbands. Thank God for their lives. If you ask them how is married, they'll say, oh, we are blessed. Is she behaving? Oh, yes, she's doing her best. She's doing her best. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Now, remember, the Holy Ghost gives us dreams and visions. So the Holy Ghost, the Lord appeared to him in a dream, the angel of the Lord, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. Now, there are some people you must be afraid to marry. That's why the angel said, fear not. You should be afraid. You should be afraid. It's not going to be easy to be married to this person. Hey, fear not. And he knew that Joseph was up. A woman who can tell you that she is pregnant, when you interrogate her, she says it's the Holy Ghost. The answers are not clear. You should be afraid of such a person. Now, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God is with us. Then Joseph, notice, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Wow. Now, the Holy Spirit is bringing us light with the oil. So I want you to see the light that Joseph received. And in the light that Joseph received, you will see 10 dimensions of light for your own life. Yes, 10 dimensions of life, light for your life's direction that came through the Holy Ghost dream and vision. One dream and one vision brought life, light to a man, and he knew many things from one dream. Tonight, you will know many things by one experience of the Holy Spirit. And you come into great prosperity through one revelation and one throwing of light in the room. You suddenly see, oh yes, the diamonds I'm looking for are right here. I'll not even go forward again. I'll just go right. And they are there. The death I wanted to avoid is there. I'm not going there anymore. Light. Oil for light. So the light that Joseph had, Joseph received light for who to marry. Light for who to marry. Those who are already married, you can fall asleep for this point. It's too late to change. If you follow the darkness, you are already committed. God will give you light. Joseph, when he says, and Joseph being raised from sleep. So he slept, he had a dream. He got up, he sat on his bed. Now he knew who to marry. He knew who to marry when he got up from bed. And he knew it must be this Mary. Hey. Are you ready to obey the Lord about who to marry? Now, when you hear the preaching, how many are not yet married? Most of you are not married. When you hear the preaching, the Holy Spirit is working, you are receiving oil for light. And one of the dimensions is who to marry. straight. He got up and he knew, I must marry Mary. Wow. There is nothing more perhaps important in your life than to know who to marry. Yes. Onale beautiful. Onale beautiful. But not every beautiful looking person is beautiful. And also, sometimes a person is beautiful in relation to another. That same person paired with another will be a nice experience. But paired with you will be a bad experience. Did you get it? Yes. No, because God made all of us. So you must be good some for somebody. I mean, even if they say this one is like this, this one is like that, you are good for somebody. Yeah. So it's just that you haven't found the right person. But it's not like this. There's nothing like a person who is like, there's a bad person, he shouldn't marry. No. But for you. For you. Like in your case. So when Joseph got up, there were so many questions. But there was light now. And the Holy Spirit was saying, she's the one. Take this one. So pray for the Holy Spirit to lead you. And I pray I don't forget. But I'll give you a secret I don't usually not say. All right. Beautiful. Number two, I'm giving you 10 dimensions of direction for your life. Joseph received light, all right, on what to accept. Suddenly, light shone around Joseph, and the Holy Spirit said to him, accept it. Accept it. A bride who is already pregnant. Accept it. This is it. Many times in this life, God's guidance is to accept certain things that are not ideal and not what you would ever accept in your life. And rejecting it is rejecting your entire future. By not accepting things that sometimes is not. I mean, let's face it. How many people are going to have a direction to marry somebody that is impregnated by another currently? Current impregnation. Accept it. Light for acceptance. Accept it, Joseph. Accept it. Don't reject it. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you, he may show you a great thing. Accept this. Today, Mary is perhaps the most famous woman in the whole world. He didn't know who he was going to marry. If he had rejected it, we wouldn't know his name. God would have raised up another person. The person would have come and married her and adjusted everything and taken her, taking care of Jesus. Most people believe that Joseph died whilst Jesus was very young. That is why we don't hear of him later. Yes, that's why you never hear of him at the cross. There was no Joseph and Mary was there and all that. He was never heard of again after this. Yes, and even Mary was there for the pouring of the Holy Ghost in Acts 2. Mary was there. The Bible said the disciples, Acts chapter 1, the disciples were there and Mary was also there. But Mary, the mother of Jesus, she was there for the Pentecost. But no Joseph. Never mentioned again. Sometimes God will bring you somebody or something and say, accept it. It's not the what we are thinking or planning. Accept it. And that was the direction that Joseph received. Accept the light for acceptance. Me, a woman, already? You see, that's why I'm saying that if the Holy Spirit is in you, you'll be surprised how you can live. And that is it. He became the famous Joseph. He's very famous. Look at it. 2,000 years later, I'm speaking about him. I mean, how many people know Kobe? Kobe G. Kobe G. How many people know Kobe G? John 18, verse 10. John 18, verse 10. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. And the servant's name was Malchus. Verse 11. Then Jesus said to Peter, put up thy sword into thy sheath. The cup which my father has given me, shall I not drink it? The cup which my father has given me, shall I not drink it? What are you doing? What are you doing? What God has given me, shall I not accept it and drink it? Light for acceptance of things. There are many things when you go in this life. If you don't believe me today, you can write it tomorrow. One day you'll see that a light that has come in your life is giving you a direction to just accept something that you never. It's not your plan to accept something like this. It could be a bride or a bridegroom. A lot of girls, if you had such light, a lot of people would be married. A lot of sisters would have been married if they had the Holy Spirit say, accept. It's shorter than you. Accept it. Accept it. Accept it. It's shorter than you. Accept it. Yeah. It's not from any of the school that you are. Accept it. It doesn't have money. Accept it. It's younger than you. Accept it. He has a tribal mark. You're on his two tribal marks. You don't like it. Accept it. It's from another country. Accept it. So watch out. The Holy Spirit is oil for light. Light of life. Light for your life. Yes. Back to Matthew 1. Watch out for the moment when you wake up. The moment when you wake up. That moment is different from 10 minutes, 5 minutes even later. 5 minutes after you woke up is different from when you just wake up. Most dreams vanish within the first 3 minutes. Joseph being raised from sleep. All right. Let's keep working. Glory to God. Number 3. The next kind of light is the light of who to forgive. When Joseph woke up, he knew he has to forgive Mary for whatever she has done. Yes. God was giving him guidance. Forget about it. Forget about this pregnancy. Forget about this thing and move on. When he woke up, he knew that he has to forget about this whole prank. Look, let's be serious. I mean, a woman, if I'm going to marry, she's pregnant. I mean, no matter how they say Holy Ghost dream, even Joseph himself, he will be questioning his dream when he woke up in the morning. You'll find the Holy Spirit shining a light and say, forgive this one for what? And your forgiveness for this person is going to open the rest of the doors for you, for your life. Yes. You know, some people are so changed by experiences that you are not nice anymore. You are not a nice person anymore after one experience. You know, when you see people who are not kind, people are not kind because what happens in life makes them not kind anymore. A person you give something to, the person will turn, you'll be surprised. Why should I worry myself? You know, I remember one brother was funny, rebellious and all that. And I advised him how to even apologize to me. I've advised a number of people on how to apologize to me. Yeah, because I want them so badly to do the right thing to help them. I don't want them to be in difficulty and to be in a curse. No, I said, you know, just do this. Say this, and so it will go away. Yeah. Most of them turn into bombs. Bombs in your face. I remember recently I was saying to myself, I'll never help anybody to say sorry again. If you can't see, be there. And you realize that you are changed by the experiences that you are having. Why should I help you to say so? Then the story is not real. I mean, I can't care. Correct. Correct for 100 points. See me after church. Who to forgive? He woke up and he knew God had spoken to him. Forget about it. forgive this person and be with the person as though nothing ever happened. Do the engagement, everything. It's okay. There are people are important in your life and Satan has made them to offend you so that you cut them off. Offending you is part one. Part two is the cutting off of that person and that's the end of you. He rose up from his bed. Watch out for your moment of waking up. When you wake up, he speaks to you. By the afternoon, it will not be sound looking real. Even Rejoiner's, what made me believe in dreams and visions, when I read Rejoiner's book on the final, it's so fantastic how he met dead people. This one said, this one said. When I was reading how it happened, he said, look, sometimes the things happen. And he writes, and one time he was in the Lord, and he said, but when I go back, it will be as though it's not real. He said, yes, it just fades. And I realized that the most amazing dreams and visions have that characteristic. You wake up and you wonder, did I hear right or was imagining? Joseph knew, I must forgive you, woman. I wanted to be the one to break your virginity. I have planned for years. Tierra. You have deprived me of something. God spoke to him who to forgive and forget about this case. Forget it. Forget it if you want your life to go on. When he got up from sleep, he knew God had spoken to him. Dimension number four. Oil for light. As soon as you receive the light, you know where. You just know, not here, not here, there. This is the right thing to do. And Joseph knew. Accept it. Marry it. Forgive it. Number four. He knew immediately how to relate with a liar or somebody who was an apparent liar. He knew how to stay with someone who was most probably lying. You see, through this life, you will meet people who you will suspect are lying. Huh? Yes. And even though you are almost sure that the person is lying, I mean, almost a Holy Ghost making pregnant, honestly, is the first of its kind. We don't have any precedents. Some of the people who seem to be lying for sure are not lying. But a liar is a very dangerous person. A liar is a dangerous person. Remember that. You can put it, take it to the bank even and say, I'm coming to deposit it. They will accept it because it's true. But how to deal? Because some people tell lies, they never change their word. Even when they are going to execute them, they will say, do you have anything? They always ask them at the last moment. I watched one execution. They asked the last moment. They asked him, real. So do you have anything? He said, I say that. I didn't do what was going to kill me with. I said, I didn't do it. And they execute him. At the last moment. And it won't change anything. Will you change him? There are some people who are expert liars. An example is a lady called Shula the Spy. Yes, Shula the Spy. She was a spy for Israel. She was smuggling documents and she was sending information to Israel from Syria. And they caught her. But they didn't get, there was a letter. They didn't get the letter, but they got her. And they took her to the prison. They beat her. They did. She said she cannot describe what they did to her. With the years in the prison. They did everything. She said, I am a housewife. I haven't done anything. All the things you are saying. Later on, when Israel had some Syrian prisoners, they exchanged, after some years, they exchanged. She said, Israel remembered me. They exchanged. When she was being interviewed in King David Hotel, I've stayed in that hotel before. She was being interviewed in the hotel. She said, I never told them. Never. For the spy, I was a spy, but I never. They removed her fingernails, removed her, tortured her, a bit, did her for years. He never changed her mouth. She said, no. I said, I'm a housewife. I said, I haven't done anything. What are you doing to me? This is my husband. I love my husband. I'm staying in the house. She was a spy. She used to write letters with invisible ink. Invisible, he sent. You see a letter, you don't know that it's invisible. When you read it, say that they are attacking here, they are going to do this. And that's it. She never opened her mouth. Said, let me die. I say, I'm not. So there are people, they will never open their mouth, they will never say. The whole world can go up and down. When you encounter such people, you may not know what to do. And Mary looked like she was falling into that group. You say you are pregnant with the Holy Spirit. Hey, bitch. But Joseph knew what to do with the liar. Or the almost liar. Apparently. Or apparently a liar. I remember a brother who stole a cable from the church, 100 meters long. He never admitted it up till today. What do you do? And he said that his brother helping, he's packing the things, doing this. He stole it. Up till today, he says he didn't steal it. So, one of the difficult things you are going to meet in your life is apparent liars or liars. They are liars or apparent. And if you make the mistake of keeping a liar, you must know that the liar's father is coming with the liar. You see, where you see a son, when you see a son, you should know that the parents are there. Like some of you, when I see you, I know your parents are also in this country. When I see you, you are the child. Satan is the father of all lies. So when you see the child, which is the lie, then the father of the lie, Satan, is around. That's why anytime there's lies and deception, there are devils. That's why there's a lot of devils and demons in politics. Because a lot of it is just deception and banks. So deception. A lot of demon spirits at work. So you will know how to deal. John 18 verse 3. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. And Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? Then they answered, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said to them, I'm he. And Judas also came, which betrayed him, stood with them. And as soon as he said that, he said, I'm he, they went backward and fell down. Now, Jesus, hallelujah, knew what Judas was doing, but he never arrested him or stopped him. Jesus knew it. So there are ways to deal with a liar or an apparent liar. Amen. Amen. Number five. The light to accept a second-hand thing. Huh? A light to accept a second-hand thing. Most of us want new things. But the second-hand one may be what you need. Now, Mary was now second-hand because she was going to marry him even after giving birth. And after giving birth, the vagina and everything is totally, it's different. Home use. It's used. You don't like my message. I'm saying something wrong. Second hand. Home used. Maybe God may give you somebody's beloved which he didn't like. Or somebody's widow, or somebody's widower. Second hand.
Storage.
Or even a church member from somebody's church where the person was not wanted in that church.
Wow.
Yes. Used up, unwanted, home use, second hand use.
One day,
a certain brother received some advice from his father. And the father said to him, never marry a virgin. But he didn't explain further. He didn't explain further. It's a dark saying. But you see, the reason for that advice is probably, I don't know, I'm just postulating, because he didn't also give me the explanation. He doesn't know the explanation. Just don't marry a virgin. So, it's possible that the brand new one that he had didn't work well. It's true. The road was not good for the brand new German car. But maybe a home-used Toyota would have been working better. A home-used Toyota. Yes. Very strong. The strongest so far. But you wanted a German back. Oh, oil is brand new. Wow. But it's likely from his experience. Maybe the person he married was very strict. And nobody wants to be with a very strict person. Brothers, do you want a strict headmistress? So say, hey, take your hand from there. Stop it. Silly. Silly. Now, God gave the Israelites a second-hand land. Yes. The land was occupied by Philistines. And God told them, I've given you their land. In Deuteronomy 2:24, he said, begin to contend with Heshbon, king of Amorite, Sihon the Amorite, the king of Heshbon, and I've given you he and his land. It's a second-hand land. It has been used by Amorites for some time. It's well used. It's a home-used land. This home-used land is the land that I am giving you. You can't have a bare land, a new thing. And if you want a new land, you may not get a land at all. Yes. You may not get a new land. You see, so sometimes, yes, sometimes you see that something that is well used, that's the wisdom of God. And Joseph, when he woke up, the light he had was, accept a home-use woman. Somebody has impregnated, something has impregnated her, and then she's going to give birth and come. After giving birth, when she's home-used, you can have her. Hey! You are receiving light from the oil in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Maybe you're going to buy a car, and maybe God may even be giving you wisdom that, you know, this used one is better. It's okay for now. Yes. It's okay. So, no. I'll get a loan and get a new one. And before you realize, something else is happening. So when you wake up in the morning, remember what the Spirit says to you. The reason why we don't hear the Holy Spirit clearly is because of the activity in our minds. We are too active. That's why he asks you to wait on him. Wait on him. Because why wait? Wait. Mostly the waiting is to calm down. For me, my experience in waiting on God is to calm down. It takes me time to calm down. There's so much entropy and activity. It takes time to just calm down. Sometimes 3 days before you become calm. Before God can speak to you. So, if it is not that, it is sometimes early in the morning, you will hear. Derek Prince described how the Spirit will speak to him at the most amazing moments, shaving, and then God will speak to him. Yes. So be open. If God is giving you something, use. Look at this land. You don't have, these people say, we can't buy. These people say this. This one says this. I say, look, aren't you glad at least we have somewhere? Is it not better than going to beg Commonwealth Hall every day, beg this? It's not bad. So you may not get the ideal place, all these things, that something beautiful with a driveway with palm trees, lighted with a gate coming and a big car park for all your cars, and then these are the toilets, these are the children's. We don't have all those things. But hey, it's a place for us. It's okay. And it's working. It's nice. Wow. How many are receiving light from the Spirit? Look at Isaiah 48 verse 21. And they thirsted not when he led them. When the Holy Spirit leads you, you will never be thirsty. When the Holy Spirit leads you, you will never be thirsty. They thirsted not when he led them. So when the light comes, you'll never be thirsty. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock in the deserts. He cleaved the rock also, and the waters gushed out. Number 6. Light. Joseph received light to accept looking foolish. Yes. Everybody is going to laugh at you now. Accept it. Accept to be the fool. Wow. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Joseph, accept to be a fool. Become the laughing stock of town. Tell me, I hear your wife. So it be who they ride your wife. It be who they ride them. I hear say somebody ride them where you marry them. Like the person ride them finish where you go take them, say you go marry them. It be who they ride your wife where, it be who ride your wife where you go take them. So I hear say you get some second hand mommy. Who in picking me? That's what that. So the time where the child go born, who in picking you go call him? Who in picking you go be?
The woman be born one.
The woman will be born one. Born one means you've had a child already. Born one. And Joseph, people were sending him WhatsApp, sending him text. He said, look, don't talk about my marriage again. I say, I've accepted. This is what I've decided to do. People were sending him, but you are a fool. A woman lies to you like that. You will not. I wouldn't take this for 1 second. Nonsense. These girls that have come this day, they are stupid. They are very bad. They are deceivers. Liars. Lascivious. That Mary, I know her. She likes boys. She likes men. Joseph, you are a fool. But God has spoken to him. Accept to be a fool. Accept to be cheated. That was the direction of God. Accept it. Have you ever woken up and God says to you, accept it. Accept to be cheated. Accept to be the fool. Shandele bakabala baraba. Huh? Accept to be cheated. God is saying, accept it. Accept it. How many numbers do you have of light? Number 7. When we get to 10, we are done. Accept. To be led into temptation. And to accept the temptation. Accept the temptation. Now, Joseph was asking the Lord, so I should marry, you know, when sometimes when people are pregnant, they become even more juicy. Now he was going to stay with this juicy girl. Hey! Without touching her. For 9 months. And he was seeing her going up and down. He used to wake up in the morning, have erection, and said, somebody has gone there first. I should even go to clean the place. I have to go and take my territory. Hey! But God led him. And he accepted the test. Are you ready to accept God's test? God says, take this challenge and don't fall for 9 months. people who are pregnant don't have whatever relations with their wife. They do. They do. Even they're advised to at a point, because you get the prostaglandins, it helps the baby to come. Yeah. And Joseph accepted. Stay with her. Huh? Don't touch her. How many accept that? You see, some of you are going through something in your life. It's like a test. You come and say, Bishop, you know what I'm experiencing now, you know? I wanted to tell you, you see, because my mother, my father, my husband, my wife, my sister, my friend, what they are doing to me. Look, accept the temptation and the test and overcome it, no matter how long it takes you. Yes. Accept the test, the trial, the hurdle God places before you. Yes. You are going to win. You are going to be famous because you accept it. Because you see, if he had had relations with her, you'll be questioning, is it Joseph's child or is it the Holy Ghost's child? So, Joseph has been having a good time for, you know, jumping all over the place. We can't tell whose child it is. Wow. There are many tests in my life I've accepted. Yeah. I've accepted it. It's okay. I will stay till I finish. I will never even give up the test. I will be in it. Yes. My head will be hotter than the thing. Yes. Some of you are chicken. Small, you are running. Small tests. Joseph said, I'm here. He could have had a beloved, all this merry woman. What type of life is this? What, you see, he's like, what type of life and what type of situation am I in? How many brothers have got a beautiful, I mean, I'm just struggling here. When there are so many people, people are chasing me, sending me WhatsApp, people like me. What type of nonsense, type of relationship is this? To the back. To the back with you. You will overcome every temptation. You will overcome every temptation. Wow. Oil for light. Everybody say oil for light. Then number 8. Joseph received direction and light to be patient. God spoke to him, take your time. You'll be okay. Take your time. You'll be all right. Amen. Isaiah 25 verse 9. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. And we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Hallelujah. It shall be said in that day, we have waited for God. We've waited for him. And he will save us. He received light. Be patient. He woke up. When he woke up, he was asleep. And when he got up, Spirit was telling him, be patient. 9 months plus 6 weeks after delivery. 9 months plus 6 weeks, you'll be okay. Wow. I see you hearing from God early in the morning. Early in the morning. Of directions. Number 9. Huh? Is there a problem? Is it going too fast? Joseph received light to accept the purposes of God. Like there was something mysterious God was doing.
Yes.
Like it's mysterious. It's mysterious. There are many mysterious things that God does. We don't know what he's doing. Hey, God, what is this? Hey, God, what is that? What are you doing? What mysterious thing is this? In Hosea, God told Hosea, go and marry this woman. Go and marry a prostitute. How many of you will be marrying prostitutes if the Lord told you? You can't even hear it. You can't even hear it. You'll be speaking, you will not hear anything. Don't raise your hand over there, please. And disturb my eyes. Isaiah 14 verse 26. It says, this is the purpose that is purposed in all the earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out. For the Lord of hosts has purposed. Who shall disannul it? This is his hand, his purpose. Look, accept mysteries, eh? Accept mysteries. Sometimes when somebody dies, you ask yourself, a good person, he rather is dead. The bad ones, they are alive. If you know, there was a man called Keith Green. He sang some songs. He sang some songs. I want to, I need to
be more like Jesus.
I want to,
I need to be more like him. As each day passes by, I feel my love run dry. I get so weary, worn, and tossed round in the storm. But I've learned to work these knees, and I'm tired of planting seeds. I seem to have a well with so many thoughts about myself. I want to, I need to be more like Jesus. I want to, I need to be more like him. Our Father's will was done by giving us his Son, who paid the highest cost to point us to the cross. And when I think of him taking up the whole world's sin, I take one look at me compared to what I'm called to be. I want to,
I need to,
I need to be more like Jesus. Oh, I want to, and I need to be more like him. The end of all my prayer is to care like my Lord cares. My one and only goal, his image in my soul. And my weakness is revealed when by his stripes I'm healed. He's faithful and he's true to complete the work
he
begins in you.
I want to,
I want to,
I need to,
I need to be more like Jesus. Whoa. I want to, I need to be more like him. Remember, there's no greater love than to lay down a life for a friend, for a friend. Whoa, I want to,
I need him.
I need to be more like Jesus. Whoa, I want to, I need to be more like him.
Then he sang, there is a redeemer.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah.
And this man, 28 years old, 28 years old, took his plane to take somebody on a ride and called his child and called his other child and said, come, let's go. We take uncle or whoever to go around, have a look. And as soon as they took off, and then they just came down, everybody dead. 28 years. Mystery. Mystery. Few people sang the songs, the type of songs, with the type of spirit. What other song did he sing? Oh Lord, what? Oh Lord, you're beautiful.
Oh Lord, you are beautiful. Your face is all I see.
The last light is the light to accept prophecies, to receive prophecies. When somebody prophesies, it takes also a direction of the Spirit to receive the prophecy. And Joseph was actually just receiving the prophecy, because in Matthew 1:22, the Bible says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us. So there was a prophecy. Many people don't have the revelation. Receive this prophecy. Receive what is being said. Believe it. Take this thing seriously. Believe it and follow it. And sometimes you need to wake up and see this is a light. Because the Holy Spirit is for light. Oil for light. Oil for the presence of the Spirit is for light. Basically for direction for your life. And many prophecies are, although they are like, as sometimes as if it's predicting, it's also directing. And sometimes it's not called prophecy, or it's not said, thus says the Lord. But it's direction, it's oil for light. Be sensitive to the Spirit. When I woke up in the morning, having my quiet time years ago, and I read First Timothy. Is this Second Timothy 4:15. Give thyself wholly. This was it. It was enough. First Timothy, yes. Give thyself wholly. That was the end of my medical career, in a sense. I woke up one morning weeping. God showed me some people who were suffering. Help these people. I don't need anything else. One day I got up and I was walking. I was not even at home. Then I started singing this song. Come away. Come away.
Come and spend some time with me. Come away.
I was going somewhere.
Let your heart and mind be still. Let your empty cup be filled. Come and spend some time with me. Come away.
I didn't even know this. All these parts is like this. But the part that I know was come away. Come away. Twice. I had it twice. I woke up in the morning. I walk in the house. I'm not listening to such music. It's not a music. I was not listening to it. I've not heard it. I've not played it for a long time. And I started singing to myself, come away, come away. So I started speaking to myself, come away, come away. What is come away? Then I said, he's telling me to come away. He's telling me to come away from what I'm doing. That was the end of the future project, the next trip. Oh, yes. I called her. I said, I'm going to change my flight. I'm going to another place. I started sinking. You see, you wake up. You say, you are doing something. And you notice, come out is from deep down. Spirit within you, guiding you. Come away. Come away.
Oh, come and spend some time with me.
I didn't even know spend some time with me in the song.
Let your heart and mind be still.
Be still.
Let your empty cup be filled.
Come away.
Come and spend some time with me. Come away.
Sing it again, it's so beautiful.
Come away. Come away. Come and spend some time with me.
Come away.
Come away.
And spend some time with me. Oh, leave the people.
Let your heart and mind be still. Let your empty cup be filled. Come and spend some time with me. Come away.
All your poverty can be traced to not following him. All your poverty can be traced. To not following him. Following him has only made me rich. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. Oil for light. Oil. Is it, you open and say, ha! This is a painful thing. Right? Next one. Go to this side. That's what the Holy Spirit is there for. When I went to Suhum in 1988 in June, it was my chance to come away. I was away naturally. Circumstance had made me go away from Accra. And there I was for 1 month with my friend Stanley. We were together, only two of us. In the whole hospital, there was nothing much to do. Go, do, finish. We're finished already. Go here. I finished everything. I had my Insawan bread and I had my coffee. You know, I don't need much food. I don't need food much. If you fast around for food, you are wasting. You've got the wrong person. Yes. I learned to live on coffee and bread. I don't need food. Meantime, I can fast with coffee and bread. You smell the coffee and you see that I am alert. I am awake. In the night, as if it's the afternoon. As if it's afternoon. And at 2 a.m., I was on my knees. And I heard clearly from today. From today, you can teach. That, those five words have guided my life since I was 25 years old. From today, you can teach. Everything I do is linked to that. Even the apostolic work of building churches, prophetic, the teachings are prophecies, the shepherding, writing, books, traveling, conferences. Even at the crusade, when I stand, I teach. I've just released a new book. I don't know if you have it. How You Can Preach Salvation. It's one of my fattest books, one of my best books. Luke 1:76. Luke 1:76. Thou child. You see, I was reading this scripture and it jumped at me, and the Lord said to me, there is nothing else I have to say to you. He says, thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest. For thou, he listens to the reason. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. And we are preparing for the Lord. And verse 77. And to give knowledge of salvation. A person who comes giving knowledge of salvation, he says, thou child shall be called the prophet of the Lord. Thou shalt go before the Lord to prepare his ways and to give knowledge of salvation by the remission of sins. That's a prophet. I need no other scripture. I'm okay. Oil for light. His presence will make you rich. One day I was about to preach. It was this type of evening miracle service in the evening. An angel walked into the basement. Yes. And presented me a lamb. A lamb. Little lamb. Like this. I was lying down. It came like this. A lamb. Skinned. Skinned lamb. A lamb skin without, like something that's about to be eaten. Uncooked. But a lamb. Pure. I was about to take a decision, and the Holy Spirit said, I should give up everything I was about to do and sacrifice it as a sacrifice and a gift to God. That's what I saw, the lamb. He's give it as a sacrifice. It's over. And that was there, and I dropped it. Oil for light. Oil for light. I gave up it. You will never be what you are to be. If the light does not guide, you will step on a crocodile one day. You will step on a snake. You step on so many things. They are all around. Trust. You see, the Holy Spirit direction is not erratic, which destroys your life. So leave the church. Come back to the church. Go here. Honor this person. Honor the other one. You will notice that it's a progression. Steadily. Steadily. Joseph received direction. This is who to marry. Accept this. Forgive this. Don't react to this. Flow with this. It's a purpose. It's a prophecy. Just accept it. A fool. Be a fool. Flow. Be a fool. Be a fool. Be a fool. Be a fool and accept it. Oil for light for you. It's when we don't take his light, then we are left to ourselves. Guide yourself now. One day I was praying for people and there was no presence, no spirit, no anointing. And then I heard the Spirit say, who have asked you to do these things? Who has asked you to do all this? I said, I resign. Everybody go back. Bye-bye. So brothers, I pray for you that, you know something? Little bits of guidance. Don't ignore them. This morning I woke up with one. I mean, when I said, no, what is this again? What is this? What is this? Yeah, it's early, but it just disappears. Watch out. There are different types of dreams. There are dreams I have when I'm going to pray. I fall asleep for 3 minutes and I wake up, I have a dream. In fact, I know that it's going to happen. Yes. You can't discard dreams and be successful. You can't discard visions and business. You can't discard supernatural. If you are expecting an angel to appear, like, you know, one of the interesting things I learned from Kenneth Hagin, he said the Lord told him, do you remember 4 weeks ago, I don't know the exact time, 4 weeks ago, you were having a meeting and you were whatever, and I sent my angel, but you did not receive him. And he said, yes, I could feel there was something in the room. There was something in the room, but I sent my angel, but you did not receive it. So he came back with the message. Yes. When I was in England, you know, somebody came to stand by my side. Two times I could see over my side. I wasn't preaching. I was standing there. And I said, twice. I've seen angels on planes. But you see, we don't believe. And God is giving us direction and guidance. God sent you to a country, you don't accept it. It's not what you thought. It's not ideal. Give you second-hand things, you say it's used. Used woman. When Pope John Paul died, he said, on my coffin must be written the letter M. M. And I watched the funeral myself, Pope John Paul. Big M on it. He said, M for Mary. Yes. Mary is so special even to the Catholics. And she's special. You can't take it away from her. We don't pray to her, but she's special. Blessed art thou amongst women. Amongst women, you will be special. And you are going to reject this one as a second-hand liar. This. So many reasons. Hey. Wow. Oil for light. Is it really? It says, and Joseph wake up from his sleep. I noticed that. He woke up from his sleep. Yes. Joseph being raised from sleep. You see. Watch it. Watch. When you wake up from sleep, watch. When you are calm. Most of us are not calm. We are calm, never calm. It will take you sometimes 3 days to calm down. That's why we have the 100% prayer answered gardens. You're expected to be going there on your own. On your own. I used to go to Leghorn and back every day. Gardens. I know the gardens very well. In and out. I used to go there, pray, come back. Every 10 to 5 I pray. I go at 10 in the morning. I end at 5. I go at 10. End at 5. Go at 10. End at 5. Every day. Yes. Come away. Sing it one more, please. Come away.
Come away. Come away.
Oil.
Come and spend some time with me. Come away. Let your heart and mind be still. Let your empty cup be filled. Come and spend some time with me. Come away.
Can he lead you? Can he guide you? Can he change your plans? Can he redirect you? I changed instantly. I bought new tickets. I flew to a different destination. And I can't even tell you the blessings. Yes. From today, you'll be found with light in your life. Stand to your feet.
Come away. Come away. Come and spend some time with me. Come away. Let your heart and mind be filled. Let your empty cup be filled. Come and spend some time with me. Come away.
Lift your hands and ask God for light, for oil for light. Oil for light. Direction, Lord. Guide me, Lord. Guide me, Jesus. Guide me, please. Guide me in my life. Guide me who to marry. Guide me what to accept. Guide me how to forgive. Guide me how to accept things, Lord. Things that are great, but I don't know they are great. Wonderful things. Wonderful things. Wonders. Your will, Jesus. Oil for light. Light for guidance. Where to go. What to do. What to say. Oh Jesus, guide me. Paramazoda, Maroshadela Masande Makabaranda la Mamanda. come away.
Come away. Come away. Come and spend some time with me. Come away. Let your heart and mind be still.
Yes.
Let your empty cup be filled. Come and spend some time with me. Come away. Mm-hmm. Come away. Come away. Come and spend some time with me. Come away. Let your heart and mind be still. Let your empty cup be filled. Come and spend some time with me. Come away.
Father, thank you for the blessedness of your wonderful word, Jesus. Thank you that there is nothing you cannot give us if we can hear your voice. There is nothing you cannot give us, Lord. And we receive your guidance, Jesus. We receive your guidance. We thank you. The Lord bless and help you in your work, in your life, as he helped Joseph to not miss the greatest of all blessings. You will never miss the great blessings that God has for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Is there a blessing in the house? How many are going to pray for the Holy Spirit? Pray for the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will give you light. You will learn to get oil for light. For your life. Every little boy here. Every little girl here. You are very important to God. And your following him is very important. It will change your life. It's changed my life. I'll be a doctor in the hospital. Kolobu. But you see, after he said to me, give thyself holy. Years later, I had two dreams exactly the same. And in both of them, I saw a stethoscope or something that showed me, you have to do medicine. That's why we come, we have a hospital. I don't touch business. I don't do business. I don't do anything. I'm glad I don't do anything apart from God's way. God constantly guiding. Yes, like this, like this, like this. Like this, like this, like this. Guiding. Two times. That's the only dream I've had twice. That made me do the hospital. There are some people that work for me. I saw this one will work for me. And the sister will also work for me. I saw it. There are people I saw. This one you work for me. The wife will work for me. Yeah. Some I didn't see anything. But you see, it stays in your heart. When you receive a prophecy or a word from the Lord, you don't understand it. Isaiah, do you think he understood any of the things he wrote? I don't think Isaiah understood anything that he wrote. He just wrote it. That's why I don't have to change prophecies. Don't come and water things down. Just say it as it is. You don't have to understand everything. The whole message, you don't have to understand the whole message. Just believe things. You'll be surprised. A very strange sounding thing I'm happening to you. You can't even understand it. You must be sensitive to the Spirit. And you must notice from today when you wake up. When you wake up and you are calm. Sometimes when you wake up you are not calm, but sometimes you are calm. Many times when you change location, you calm down. You calm down. That's why Jesus went to the wilderness to pray. That's why sometimes we have to go away. The mountain. A mountain. One day I heard the Lord say mountain, 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 mountain. It meant something. Mountain, mountain, mountain. He never stayed in town to pray. Always going somewhere. Always. You can't develop your ministry and your spiritual life without developing the habits of Christ. David Oyedepo, Bishop Oyedepo, he has some funny things that he says. You know, when God told him to go to Africa, he said, I had no plan to go to New Africa. And he was somewhere, driving somewhere, going somewhere. Then the Lord said to him, go to Lagos. Go to Lagos. Yeah. So, follow him. You'll be rich. The Lord told, can I take it? If you learn to be led by my spirit, you'll be rich. And it's true. That I think is really true. Because money is hidden. Hidden riches. Isaiah 45. Hidden treasures of darkness. Hidden riches of this world and treasures in hidden secret places. It's not easy to lay your hand on it. Few ever lay their hands on the riches of this world. Few. It takes divine blessings and guidance. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. You will have the blessing of the Lord in your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here tonight, if not giving your life to Jesus, maybe like somebody invited you to church, it's a great thing. Please don't be on your phone as I'm praying this prayer now. If you are here, maybe somebody invited you to church, want to give your life to Jesus. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. If you are here like that, okay? You're here like that. I want to say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I don't want to go to hell. I want to be saved. I want to be saved. I want to be secure. I want Jesus to come into my life. Then lift your right hand. Just lift your right hand up high. And I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, I want you to stand up. Stand up and come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Stand up and come to me. God bless you. God bless you. Jesus. Come on, my friend. Come on. Come on, my dear.
Give him
come to Jesus.
Life today.
Beautiful.
Come on to Jesus.
Close your eyes and say this prayer with me. Say Jesus. Say, I can't hear you. Say Jesus. Please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you. I'm sorry for my sins. Say, I am so, close your eyes. Say, I'm sorry for my sins. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Please accept me as your child. Thank you. Please wash my sins away with the blood of Jesus. From today, I open my heart and I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. In Jesus' name. I will serve God. I will follow Jesus. I will obey God. I am born again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Guy Kewitt Mills, please visit our website at www.guykewittmills.org. God richly bless you.